USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The FBI stops a terrorist attack planned for the 4th of July in Cleveland, Ohio.
We're here today to announce the arrest of Demetrius Nathaniel Pitts.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Stephen Anthony says the agency receiving tips, Pitts making statements supporting Al-Qaeda. Investigators also finding disturbing posts on social media. On Facebook, he calls on Muslims to start training every day to know how to shoot guns and throw hand grenades.
The FBI received reporting that Pitts was making statements espousing his support for Al-Qaeda.
U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman says Pitts spotted doing surveillance in downtown Cleveland, reportedly looking for locations to park a van loaded with explosives.
This defendant was walking around downtown Cleveland conducting reconnaissance on what he thought was a large-scale attack planned for the 4th of July.
Pitts facing up to 20 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump meets with his top picks to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court. Now that Justice Kennedy is retiring, the president also meeting with Democrats in red states like West Virginia's Joe Manchin. The president expected to announce his choice after the 4th of July holiday on Monday the 9th. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to announce his Supreme Court nominee next Monday. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says what the president will be looking for in a nominee.
This president wants somebody who has great experience, deep intellect, wonderful judicial credentials. But I am just amazed how, yet again, the left boils every single thing, including a Supreme Court justice, down to one issue, abortion.
An American woman has died in that engine explosion on a tour boat in the Bahamas. 10 other people hurt in the incident over the weekend. This man witnessing the horror.
I heard this little noise, like flames coming up, and literally the boat exploded right in front of us.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The first one was certainly a success, but could there be a second summit being planned between President Trump and the leader of North Korea? Here's USA's Chris Barnes now with the story from Washington, D.C.
Amid reports, there are signs indicating the North is continuing its weapons programs. National Security Advisor John Bolton says on Sunday,
"We're going to try and proceed to implement what the two leaders agreed to in Singapore."
Now there are reports President Trump may hold another meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, this time in New York City. The news website Axios quotes unnamed U.S. officials as saying Trump may offer Kim the meeting in the Big Apple as a reward for moving to denuclearize. The report goes on to say the meeting in Trump's hometown could happen in September during the U.N. General Assembly. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And far, far away, something new spotted in space. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
When astronomers first spied a weird cigar-shaped object speeding past the sun last October, they could tell from its path that it had come from another star system, but they didn't know exactly what it was. Now they know. A study published this past week in the journal Nature indicates that the interstellar visitor is neither an asteroid nor an alien spacecraft, but a small interstellar comet. It's the only such object discovered so far, according to one astronomer with a European Space Agency who spoke with NBC News via email. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio.